wish to come and take part in this person. The locker room is behind the library. It's open. Watch out, though. They are digging up the street right behind the library, so it's going to be a little bit of an obstacle for us to get in. The forum tonight will be brought to you by the Pinedale Roundup, the Southwest Examiner, PinedaleOnline.com, SKPIF Radio. All four of us coming together to put this on. If you've ever done a joint effort like that before, you normally find out that somebody always does 95% of the work. And that's 95% of the KCC. Let's hear it. Casey has got almost all the details for tonight's forum. The way this is going to work, Casey Dean has collected questions from all the media, and Trey, in the picture here, is collecting questions from the audience. Don Ballou in the back has got a lap there. She has waved on. She has an internet computer set up for those listening on the radio that want to submit a question. The email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Forum, so F-O-R-U-M. Forum@pinedaleonline.com. Please indicate in your email or your written question what category of candidates you want the question to go to. The different categories are going to have different questions. So indicate that if you send one in. We obviously have got a lot of candidates, not a lot of time to do a lot of questions. Trey Wilkerson is going to attempt to collect questions and maybe merge several small questions into one overall question to get as much input as possible when the questions are asked. If you will raise your hand, Trey will come and hand you a pencil and a note card if you didn't already get one. Trey will then merge the questions in. And the person that actually speaks and asks the question is Casey Dean, the editor of the Pinedale Roundup. Now, how many of you have ever heard of somebody that left Pinedale, went off to college, 4 years in college, graduated with a degree in journalism, and actually came back to Pinedale? I bet you wanted to get a job at the paper, the paper editor. So, great job. All right. We really haven't totally figured out how this is going to happen, but do we do introductory statements or just go right into
Yep.
All right, it sounds like 2 minutes for each candidate to introduce him or her. Is it all himself? I'll say it's all himself. For the purpose of a radio audience, I'm going to attempt to make sure people know who they are hearing from, because not everybody's voice is well recognized. We need to start at the end and work across. Courtney Skinner is our first candidate. Now, some people are going to say, but he's on a post. That's okay. We wanted everybody to get some publicity at the forum tonight, and on the races that will be contested in the general election, even if they are not contested in the primary, we thought they deserved equal time. So if we can pass the microphone down to Courtney, and Courtney will give you a chance to introduce yourself. Now, where is the timer? Oh, now the timer probably needs to be in one of these chairs, I would think. Or will that work for you? While you're up in the air, they don't see you. Watch the timer here, because he's going to give you a 15-second warning, then a big red stop. So Tyler is our timer tonight. Courtney Skinner, he is the only Democrat running for county commissioner. Courtney, tell us about yourself.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. As you said, I'm Courtney Skinner. I'm running on the Democratic platform. And I say wow because of you, and thank you for all of these.
We don't have an
audience. Although I'm unopposed,
we're not on the air yet.
Need
a little more volume. But thank you for all being here. As I said, although I'm unopposed on the Democratic Party, I'm here to gather the information, and as well as you, and to hear what the concerns of the citizenry is here with your input and with your deeds. I think that is a part and a valuable part of the political system.
My name is William Hill, candidates and things to travel, not only your ideas and my ideas, but I'm excited to be here. I ran for this position a couple times before, and I think this is the year
be your next county commissioner. Thank you.
Corby Skinner, unopposed on the Democratic ballot. And by the way, your opponent, or co-opponent, will have the name of no candidate filed on your primary. That guy is very easy to beat. If anybody wants to try to beat no candidate filed, it will take 25 write-in names to get on the general ballot. But there is an opportunity for another Democrat that would like to be on the general ballot to wage a write-in campaign, join with Corby, and give the Republicans a little more competition. Now, the remainder of the candidates for county commission are all Republicans. Roman Piernik will be our next candidate.
Hi. Most of you folks know me as Rocky Piernik. I'm a lifelong county resident. I'm part of the dumb plan that came in from Missouri and Colorado on the covered wagons back in the late 1800s. I am so impressed to see you all here and the level of participation and your concern for this position that we're all vying for. This is the thing that I am primarily running on, is opening the county commission to the people to get them to participate in the county business, because we all pay for it. And this is very, very important to us, is how is it paid for? Not where does it go, but how is it paid for? And it's us. We pay for it, and we have paid for it. And that's our principal concern, is how is it paid for, and what will we do with it, and what will our children do with it? I'll be open to any questions at any time. And this is part of what the open forum of the commission should be, is to take the complaints and the participation of the people. Thank you.
All right, that was Roman Piernik. Our next candidate, Candy Dip. I'm talking like you, Andy. Andy Nelson.
Thank you. My name is Andy Nelson, and I know a lot of you good folks out there. I know a lot of you good folks out in radio land also. My lovely wife, Jacqueline, and I and our four kids have been here for about 18 years now, and we love making Sublette County our home. Would love to help out in the county, and that is exactly why I'm running. I have no preconceived notions. I have no axe to grind. I have nothing like that. I believe the county commissioners who have served up till now have done an excellent job, and I commend them for their efforts. I just know that I know how to listen, and I value your opinion, and I have an interesting talent. I can say out loud, I am wrong, and you are right.
Candidate Andy Nelson. Our next candidate, Tom Noble. Oh, we skipped over Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. Let's get back in the order. Dave Smith, our next candidate.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Casey, Pinedale Online, everybody that's put this on, and all the folks that are out here. And Roman was exactly correct. The people are what matters, so don't ever underestimate yourselves when it comes to voting. I'm going to just run through a few things here. A four-year college or university, as crazy as it sounds, it's economic diversity. It helps us achieve that goal of kids staying here, our kids, other people's kids. It lowers the average age of the community, the county, the state. Wyoming is well on its way to being the oldest state in the nation. We need to look at that. I also support five commissioners, which some folks think is a good idea, some folks don't. I don't really care how we split it up right now. The easiest way to go to five would be to have three at large, one North County and one South County. That way all we'd have to do is either appoint or elect one from the North, one from the South. I don't really have any preference on how we split the county up. We could 191 either side, we could Highway 89 either side. It doesn't really matter, but I think we need five as opposed to three. We're running a couple $100 million business a year here, and I think as a board of control that operates a business like that in the corporate world, you'd see at least five people making those decisions. I'm in my early 40s. I run a sole proprietor business here, which I have ran for 10 years. The region that I cover is from Sun Valley, Idaho, Salt Lake City, Utah, Billings, Montana, Cheyenne, and Sheridan, Wyoming. Everything in that area is my range. I travel a lot. I see a lot of the way other communities operate. I see a lot of the way other communities look, the challenges that they deal with. I work in radio, as Bob does. I'm a contract engineer, and I have a pretty good perspective of what's actually happening in the news and in the cultural aspects of our little region here, and we're behind. Thanks, 15 seconds. Anyway, I'd like to wish all the candidates good luck, and I'd like to thank Joel and Bill for being good commissioners, and you guys are part of the reason we're all here, so you should be proud of that.
Candidate Dave Smith. Now, Dave, if you were not a candidate, I would probably draft you to run the audio, and the audio would sound a lot better, but I think we finally got it figured out. Our next candidate, Tom Noble.
For those of you that don't know the name, obviously it's been around this community for a long time, been part of it for a long time. I take this job very seriously. I was one of the first to sign up on the first day of the opening when they come available. My intentions are to move forward in a positive nature and bring positive outlooks to this committee. The issues are always going to be there, always going to be big or small. The big part of the issues is the public opinion, and they need to be portrayed from all of you and everybody else. The point to this is that we listen and we portray who voted us in and their opinions, not so much our own, but they're willing to change our minds and do what the people think is right, not always what we think is right. I have to give my wife a plug. She's been very patient through all this. I could not do it without her and her great skills of taking care of my two children, which is another reason I'm in this 100%, is for our future, for our children. I'm just going to leave it at that. Thank you all so much.
Our next candidate is Bill Kramer. Bill Kramer is an incumbent county commissioner. Of the three current county commissioners, Bill Kramer is the only one up for election this cycle. I think I got that correct. No? Two. Oh, I should just take a look over there and I see for myself. All right, the next two are going to be incumbent county commissioners. John Lynn is the one that is not up for re-election. Okay, now that I think I've got it straight, let's introduce County Commissioner Bill Kramer.
Good to see everybody tonight. As Bob mentioned, my name is Bill Kramer. I've been a 38-year resident of Sublette County. I came here by choice. I love Sublette County. I have a long road. Founding members of the Bondurant Volunteer Fire Department back in 1972. I served as Justice of the Peace for the north end of Sublette County starting January 1979 until the middle of 1994 when I decided to run for county commissioner. I've been a county commissioner since 1994. I can tell you in those 32 years of holding elected office, I have become a very good listener. I do not have an agenda. I do not have an active grind. I'm here to do the people's business. That has always been my job. I take it very seriously. I feel very humbled that I have been elected to the public office in this county so many times. I appreciate that support. I ask for your support again on August 17th as a Republican candidate for county commissioner. I will do my best, as I have always done. I will listen, and I will do my best to make the right decision.
I think we've got a battery dying in this one, and let's go ahead and switch microphones, and Bill, I may end up talking to you on the air a little bit here, because we may have missed a little bit on the air, because I think we just had a microphone battery die. But our next commissioner commissioners, Joel Balfman. Again, Joel was an incumbent county commissioner. Oh, that one's got plenty of life.
Is it working?
Oh, that one is definitely working.
Thank you for being here. Over 80% of the land in Sublette County is managed by the state or the federal government. As such, the economy of this county is almost totally dependent upon multiple use of our public lands. Before I began serving as your county commissioner, I served Wyoming and the western states livestock industry for 20 years, working on a daily basis with Forest Service and BLM officials. Since becoming a commissioner, I've made several trips to Washington, D.C., representing Sublette County's interests, especially in the arena of mitigating impacts from intensive energy development. I've developed a solid network of communications with the necessary people to address these kinds of issues and would like to continue doing so. An essential part of our job as a commission is to develop a budget that funds all branches of local government, and I have supported a fiscally responsible budget. In the present budget, over $73 million is dedicated to reserve accounts, plus the county has a record cash carryover of over $85 million. Sublette County is in excellent financial condition, even with the current economic slowdown. I will continue expanding reserve accounts because we don't know what might happen in the future. But in doing so, we have an opportunity to use some of the mineral revenue to enhance the economic diversity of the county. We would benefit by becoming the destination point for tourism and recreation, even to be putting on regional events. The new multi-purpose building at the Ag Center should be marketed and kept busy year-round. We need further public use and recreation of our public lands. We absolutely need to keep public lands public and contributing to the economy of Sublette County. Thank you.
County Commissioner. That was County Commissioner Joel Balsman. Now, we just made a command decision. Last time we did one of these broadcasts, it seemed like Bill Kramer had his name drawn first for absolutely everything. That was not rigged. It just turned out that way. This time, the battery dies as Bill Kramer gives a speech, meaning the radio audience didn't get to hear Bill Kramer. We have decided let's pass the microphone back to Bill Kramer, and now for the benefit of the radio audience, let's hear from County Commissioner Bill Kramer.
Okay, folks, reruns. I should have had my tape recorder running. But it was nice to hear Joe Bousman talk about some of the things he's done as a county commissioner. I'm going to put a plug in for my good friend Joe Bousman. He's been an excellent county commissioner. I appreciate the support I've had here in Sublette County for 32 years holding elected office. I've done my best to do what is right for this county. I'm a good listener. I was a founding member of the Bondurant Volunteer Fire Department. My community where I live in Bondurant is very important to me, as is Sublette County. I served almost 16 years as the Justice of the Peace for the north end of Sublette County. I resigned that office in the middle of 1994 so I could run for this office, County Commissioner. I've been a County Commissioner ever since 1994 when I was elected, and I'm now running for my fifth term. I've always delivered, in my opinion, the open, honest government that Sublette County expects and deserves. As Joe mentioned, Sublette County is in excellent financial condition. This has not happened by accident. It took a lot of planning. Every year we put money aside for the future. The biggest part of Sublette County's assessed valuation is from natural gas, which is a depleting resource. We need to capture as much of that money as we can now while it's being produced, or we never get to tax it again. I think that's about it. I'm going to yield the balance of my time since we didn't hear me before. I think over 32 years, people have probably heard enough for me for now. That's me. We'll pass the baton to the next candidate. Thank you.
And thank you once again. Candidate Bill Kramer. Now, it was Don Ballou of PineDaleOnline.com that said, Bob, you better bring a few extra AA batteries just in case a battery dies in a wireless phone.
it was because of your suggestion that we got the wireless phone working again. So thank you, Don, for that suggestion. Our next candidate is John Archambault. If you're looking at his name, it looks like Archambault, but it's pronounced Archambault. John?
Thanks, Bob, and you're so right. I've got that all my life. Well, I am a lifetime resident of Sublette County. I'm actually a sixth-generation lifetime resident of Sublette County. My bloodlines would be Steele, Cantlin, Cole, reaching way back in there. And I actually have a son who will be 3 years old next month. So the future of this county is very important to me. The future of the state is very important to me. I've been working out of pocket as a lobbyist at the state legislature, lobbying individual rights, states' rights, public lands access, and states' rights. Did I say that already? It is worth repeating. That's most definitely for sure. I value public service very highly. I do all this out of pocket, hoping to make a more positive future for my son and hopefully future generations beyond him in Sublette County. I decided to run for county commissioner to bring new ideas to the Board of Commissioners and hopefully move this county forward in a positive, responsible direction. I brought multiple youth up early on in my campaign as far as public buildings go, public space goes, and I believe it's going to take public offices working with private enterprise to pull these things off, and I definitely have the diligence to do that. The public's absolutely important. I think the board needs to reach out to the public more, and as a commissioner, I will be proactive in that. I'm already out of time. I'll pass the mic. Thank you. That is spelled with an A.
All right. Now, John, if you could turn your microphone off, and Alan, if you can turn your microphone on, we'll be using a different microphone now because we're actually at physically two different tables. You've just heard from John Archambault, county commissioner candidate, and that completes the round of county commissioner candidates. Now, for people who have tuned into the radio in midstream and wonder what's going on, we are holding a candidate forum in the Lovett Room of the Sublette County Library. There are still a few seats here. If somebody would like to come and watch in person, come on over. You're welcome to join us. For those wishing to submit a question for the candidates via email, Dawn is at her laptop computer right now, she's even got a printer, ready to print them out. The email address for questions is forum@pinedaleonline.com. That's F-O-R-U-M at pinedaleonline.com. And indicate what category of candidate you want the question to go to. So far, we really aren't getting questions for the House District candidates. So listeners out there, if somebody can think of some questions for House District candidates or for the people here tonight with us in the library, Trey Wilkerson in the pink shirt has note cards and pencils. If you will just raise your hand, Trey will bring you a pencil and a note card, let you write your question down, and he'll pick it up, and that way we can receive input from the audience for questions. We are not going to be doing live questions from the audience. What Trey is going to attempt to do is often we find that about eight people turn in almost the same question. And by merging that into one common question, we can get the whole thing asked in one round. Now we're going to shift gears and go over to county sheriff candidates. Of our candidates, all except one are running in the Republican primary. One candidate, Mike Edison, is running as an independent. Now, just to clarify this, there is no such thing as the independent political party. The independent means lack of political party. So he is doing a petition drive to get his name on the general ballot, but he will not be on the primary ballot. But nevertheless, we're trying to give everybody interested in these positions equal airtime. We have invited Mike out. So he is running as an independent. The remainder of the sheriff candidates are all running as Republicans. Once again, Democrats, That means you have a guy on the ballot who's real easy to beat. His name, once again, is No Candidate Filed. And that is the easiest guy in the world to beat with the write-in campaign. If anybody wanted to try to get 25 votes written in, they could be on the general for sheriff. That's possible. Let's start with Alan Ziegler, our first candidate for Sublette County Sheriff. And Alan, let's see if that mic works if you click her on.
Hello.
It works.
Thank you, Bob, Casey, Trey, Don. And thank you to all of you who came out tonight. The last several forums that we've had have been attended well by the candidates and their spouses, so it's good to have you out here tonight. And I found sometimes that you can please some of the people some of the time. You're never going to please all of the people all of the time. But what you try to do is please most of the people most of the time. And I, as Bob mentioned, I'm a Republican candidate for county sheriff, having lived in Sublette County for 25 years, and having been involved in law enforcement for 15 years. I'm a graduate of the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy with my last rating in peace officers as a professional peace officer, which is the highest rating that you can have. I'm a graduate of the National Sheriff's Institute, which is taught by the National Sheriff's Association at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. It's a very intensive class and of supervision and management skills. I've been trained extensively by the United States Department of Justice, Drug Enforcement Administration. I've been a previous certified instructor for the Wyoming Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission with expertise in the area of dangerous drugs, narcotics, search and seizure. Sublette County has given me a lot in the 25 years that I've lived here, and I want to give back to a portion of that county which has given me, my family, and my four children and my wife so much. I'm qualified to serve as the Sublette County Sheriff and would appreciate your support on August 17th. Thank you.
Candidate for Sheriff Alan Ziegler. Our next sheriff candidate is Jim Winery, Jr.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Winery, Jr. I have lived and worked in Sublette County for the past 41 years. 21 of those years, I worked in law enforcement, half with the Sublette County Sheriff's Office and half with the State of Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. I'm running because I think I can help make a difference. I'm not running because I have an axe to grind or I have a hidden agenda. I just want to give back to Sublette County for everything that's given to me over the last, like I said, 41 years. If I'm elected, I plan on keeping an eye on the budget. No more frivolous spending. I'd like to bring back the community programs that used to be here. I want to get rid of the us against them attitude and bring back a lot of the community spirit that we used to have around here years ago. I sure appreciate your vote on August 17th. Thank you.
Candidate Jim Winery, Jr. Let me also make one more name clarification since we're kind of having fun with names here and there. Running for sheriff, we have Jim Winery. Running for House District 22, one of our candidates is Bill Winney. The names are almost the same. There's just that if you took a couple letters off of Jim's name, you would have Bill's name. So the person you just heard is Jim Winery, three syllables, running for sheriff. Later you will hear from Bill Winney, running for House District 22. Two different people. All right, our next candidate has a name that you don't even have to ask how to spell. John Wells, candidate for sheriff.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Like Bob said, I'm John Wells. I just came to this county 2 years ago. I was born and raised in Wyoming. I'm from Goshen County. Sheriff Barton offered me a job up here 2 years ago, and I accepted, and I've been very grateful that I did. I have 18 years of law enforcement experience. 16 of it was in Goshen County. The last two has been up here. I've worked very hard since I've been up here as a South County captain. I've been living in Big Piney, trying to bring the department together, work with the other departments in the county. We ended up getting 3 more canine units since I've been on board. We want to be tough on drugs, and we want to make the community a safe place for everybody to live. Thank you.
That was candidate John Wells. Our next candidate for sheriff is Mike Mason.
Thank you. Thank you for your attendance this evening. My name is Mike Mason. I live down in the Big Piney area on Highway 351 down there. I spent 10 years as a city officer, a police officer, 7 years on a sheriff's department. In the last 12 years, I was a senior criminal investigator for a district attorney's office. I'm running for the office of sheriff here in Suffolk County. I believe I can contribute because of the diversity of my experience, somewhat of a fresh approach to the handling of the things that these deputies have to deal with in our county. Fortunately, we don't have the crime rate of the area that I came from, and we can all thank goodness for that. But I think I can help them become more thorough and have a better success rate both in dealing with the public and dealing with the cases they have to the responsibility of investigating. Thank you very much.
Candidate Mike Mason. Our next candidate is Mike Edison. Again, Mike Edison is not going to appear on the primary ballot. He is seeking election via the independent route, via a petition drive to get on the general ballot. But nevertheless, we wanted everybody interested in this office to have an equal shot at talking to the people. Candidate Mike Edison.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, people of Sublette County. So, we have made the general election ballot. We have gotten enough signatures in our petition, so we will be on the ballot in November. And I appreciate everybody who has signed that and their support. So, over the last several years, I've noticed the erosion of our constitutional rights and liberties, which has very much concerned me. Your county sheriff is one of your last hopes and your last stands to protect those rights and liberties as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Sheriff Dave Mathis of Bighorn County, Wyoming, he implemented a policy in his county whereas the federal agencies, all federal agencies, before making an arrest or a seizure of property, they had to stop by his office where he would check the constitutionality of it and ensure that due process was followed in his county. I spoke with Mr. Mathis a couple weekends ago, and he's sending me that very same policy that they implemented in Bighorn County. I would like to, as your sheriff, implement a similar policy here, protecting your rights and liberties from an oppressive government, or what could be termed eventually as tyranny. So I intend fully on keeping my oath of office, which is to defend and protect the U.S. Constitution. So, qualified, I have a proven track record of leadership. I was a former administrator in Alaska. I was also a former U.S. military. So, time's about up. Just wanted to say that I would defend the U.S. Constitution with my life if necessary. Thank you.
Independent candidate for sheriff, Mike Edison, just speaking. Our final candidate for sheriff tonight on the Republican ticket, Sheen Bryson.
Good evening. Thanks, everyone, for being here. A little history about me. I started my law enforcement career in 1974 in Lusk, Wyoming. I was appointed sheriff in 77 over there. I ran in 78. Served 2 terms or 6 years, moved to Sublette County. This is where I came to hunt and fish, so I figured I might as well live here. I've been in the sheriff's office since 1984. I retired in 2008. 2004. I thought I'd had enough of it, but that was a mistake. You can't live on retirement. So Barty offered me a job to come back, so I came back to the sheriff's office. I've been back here for the last 3.5 years. When we moved here with my wife and our kids. They went to school here, took advantage of the great education this county can give, went on to college, and I'd appreciate your support on August 17th. Thank you.
Candidate for Sheriff, Gene Bryson. And that concludes all of our candidates for sheriff on our forum tonight. Again, most of them will be on the Republican primary on August 17th. One will be on the general ballot, and that, of course, would be, well, two actually will be. One will be the winner of the Republican primary, and then the other will be Mike Edison as an independent. And there is always a possibility for a Democrat to be on that ballot in November if a write-in candidate were to get 25 write-in votes. Again, remember that that guy by the name of No Candidate Filed is an easy one to beat. We're now going to move on to House District 22. Let me explain for some of the new people in Sublette County how the House of Representatives works in Wyoming. The state is divided up into 60 different House districts, and typically a House district takes in a community, except in our case, where it looks to me like we got the scraps of what was left over after they finished drawing all the boundaries. House District 22 goes from about Boulder up through Pinedale, Daniel, Bondurant, goes up to Hoback Junction, somehow sneaks around and slips into Wilson. I don't know quite how that happens, but it does. It goes off to the left and goes to Alpine, Wyoming, and that is House District 22. I think it probably looks like a gerrymander if you looked at it on a map, but it's a very unusual boundary for House District 22. House District 20, on the other hand, is our South County, taking in the Big Piney Marbleton area, and it dips down into Lincoln County. We will have the House District 20 candidates featured on Thursday night when we are physically in the South County in Marbleton. We'll have another broadcast and forum similar to this on Thursday evening starting at 6 o'clock at Marbleton Town Hall. And again, the House of Representative candidates who will represent the South County will be at that particular forum. But these are the candidates for our neck of the woods. We have two on the Republican ballot, Bill Winnie and Emmett Mabee. We have one on the Democrat side, and that's the incumbent, Jim Roscoe. From looking over at the table, I do not see Emmett Mabee. Apparently, he is not here tonight. He was invited, though, but his place sits absent. Let's begin the introductions with the Republican House District 22 candidate, Bill Winnie.
Well, it's good to be here. My wife Louise, when I first came to Sublette County in the mid-70s, I was stationed over in Idaho Falls. I was out at the Navy nuclear sites for a couple years. In the summer of 77, I helped a friend, a close friend, and his wife, or I should say Louise and I helped a couple friends, build a small log cabin over there. And we really kind of decided we liked this place. So in 1978, I took up residency here and been a resident ever since. And Mary Langford knew me before she ever met me because she kept getting these absentee ballot requests from funny places around the world. You know, it's sort of like, oh golly, now he's in Japan. But I spent 25 more years in the nuclear Navy driving nuclear submarines and had a ball doing it. Driving a nuclear submarine is the neatest thing you can do in this world. It's about as close as you'll ever get to having unlimited power at your fingertips. But that's behind me. And along the way, I spent some time in the Pentagon and got to observe our political process up close and personal and decided there's some things I need to do about things, about politics, things that I thought needed to be fixed and I could bring to the table. And that's why I'm standing in front of you here. I think it's important that we return House District 22 to the Republican fold. And there's some things that you guys are interested in. You're interested in control of bureaucracies, control of spending, control of taxes. And our legislature has all the tools it needs to do that, so long as it has the will to do those things. And I saw this last legislative session, the county commissioners were interested in a homestead exemption on the taxes, and it didn't make it through the legislature.
And I think that's a good idea because I think it's important that we be able to have our tradesmen and other workers come to this county and bring their families. And I'll work on that. Thank you.
That was House candidate Bill Winnie for House District 22. Our next House candidate is a Democrat. He's our incumbent State House of Representatives representative, Jim Roscoe.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to see so many people turn out. I have been representing House District 22 for the last 2 years. When I got down there, I promptly forgot the computer that they gave me in the little briefcase. I wasn't used to carrying one. I left it in the hallway, and they had to evacuate the building, and I got a rather embarrassing call at midnight that they thought my computer was a bomb. And but I've learned in those 2 years, I've learned quite a bit, and I have a lot of things I'd like to go back there for. I've lived in House District 22 for 40 years. I have a leg in both counties. I have a house in Wilson and a ranch just south of the Bowsman's place in Boulder. I have a construction company with a crew in Teton County and a crew in Pinedale as well. I guess I'd like to say that the legislature, the general population seems to want to elect someone that has no political baggage and maybe no political experience and just a working person. But when you get to Cheyenne, there's a big learning curve, and I dove in, and so with the help of these with Joel and Bill, we got quite a bit done in the first year. I was really happy. Passed a helium bill that brought in $2 million for the county of Sublette, and also for a couple more million for the state of Wyoming. We did work on this countywide option, property tax option, and even with the help of Randall Luthy, past Speaker of the House, we did not get that through. A good friend of mine was the main opposition to that, and I think I know how to rewrite that. Right, that's one thing I want to get back there for, is to try to get that property tax passed. Another huge issue coming up is redistricting, and I think we need to take care of this gerrymandered district and get Sublette County its own district. Thank you very much.
House District 22 candidate Jim Roscoe finishing up his speech. All right, that concludes all of the introductory statements for our candidates tonight at the forum. Again, for those tuning into the radio midway into this broadcast, we are live in the Lovett Room of the Sublette County Library. You are welcome to come and attend and participate. If you wish to participate from home, Don Ballou is here with the laptop computer receiving emailed questions for the candidates. That email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. That's F-O-R-U-M at, and then Pinedale Online, all run together, .com. And indicate in your question what race the question is for. Is it for the House District people? Is it for the Sheriff people? Or is it for the Commissioner people, so we know who to ask it for? We will be asking separate questions of separate races, but all candidates will have the same question. Casey will be compiling the questions and doing the asking. Now, last time we did this broadcast, as Bill Kramer is well aware, I had this brilliant idea of pulling names out of a fishbowl so that we'd have a different person go first. And honestly, Bill, it was not rigged, but we pulled Bill's name out over and over and over, and I went back in and looked, and the cards were all the same, and yes, there were other names in there. I don't know how that happened. We're going to do it different this time. What we're going to do now is, since Courtney went first on the commissioners, we're going to shift over one person and go down the row, and then each time we do another round of questions, we're going to shift one person over, and that way nobody's going to go first twice. All right, let's switch over to Casey Dean for the first question for the county commissioners. I think that is on the top, close to it.
All right. First question for the commissioners, and Roman will start, and we'll go down and end with Courtney.
Your first question is, describe your vision of the future of the Class 2 road program. Okay, the question again is, describe your vision of the future of the Class 2 road program. Each candidate gets 1 minute to answer the question.
Now, before we start, we need to find the microphone for the side of the table. Here it is. That'll work in the room. And there's an on-off switch. Why don't you kick the little switch to on? And there we go. Candidate Roman Piernik.
I feel the Class 2 road, Class 1 road approach is, in effect, a taking. I don't feel that the county should expand the road widths to accommodate simply a few. What about the property owners that lose their right-of-way widths? What about the cost of the expansion? And how does that benefit all of the people countywide? Not just a select few on those county roads, but all of the people countywide.
Candidate Roman Piernik. Our next candidate to answer the question, Andy Nelson.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rocky. Here's the thing about Class 2 roads, folks. There has to be a happy medium. You have to figure out how many people this will benefit in the county versus how much money it is going to cost. Is that ratio cost effective for the amount of people that it will help? Some county citizens deserve good roads to drive on. There is no doubt about that.
Candidate Andy Nelson. Our next candidate, Dave Smith.
Well, health and safety are first and foremost. If you go and expand roads in poorly built subdivisions, in effect, you're subsidizing developers with taxpayers' money, and I'm not for that. But if you've got a legitimate health, safety, and welfare concern, then spending county money to maybe address that in the most economic way possible to get the job done and fix the problem is what you've got to do. Bottom line is, I'm not a road builder. I'm not an expert at sand and gravel and dirt, but Butch Petten and the guys at the county shop are. That's their job. If they can't get it done, we'll get guys that can. But as a commissioner and as an elected leader, you're tasked with the responsibility of holding the people who work for you accountable at their respective jobs. So, you know, we go with the best recommendations we can get from the people who work for us and then hold them accountable for the results that they come up with. But it's a case-by-case basis. Every single issue or instance of that is going to be a little bit different. Thank you.
Candidate Dave Smith. Our next candidate, Tom Noble.
I'm for the Class 2 road improvements, for the simple fact is everybody here is struggling with taxes. This is a way to give money back to the community. It may not benefit everybody that is not involved in that subdivision currently, but there seems to be plenty of money, and I don't mean that extravagantly because we got to watch it. But this is a way to bring equity to people's homes and property that is desperate right now because the community, luckily we're in a great community because we do have a wealth of resources right now. The rest of the nation is struggling, but this is a way to return some of this gas money back to these people. And it may not affect everybody, but it's a beginning. And one project can always lead to another. So I think it's got a great future and a long ways to go.
Candidate Tom Noble. Our next candidate, Bill Kramer.
Start the clock over.
I'm floundering here. What
I said was, I'm going to take pride of ownership of Class 2 roads.
This was one of my innovative ideas to return money to taxpayers, since our legislature has seen fit not to give us the kind of property tax we need and deserve here in Sutherland County. Twofold. Number one, we don't do any Class 2 road unless every owner of property gives the county a right-of-way. It's a voluntary program. Number two, it allows us to spread some of the work around in the county so that our contractors who are looking for work, Class 2 roads maintenance going forward, in my opinion, we asked about vision, will be to provide jobs for people in that area, and Class 2 roads is a good program. We are looking at the cost-benefit analysis for each road that we do. Thank you.
Candidate Bill Kramer. Our next candidate, Joel Bousman.
As Commissioner Kramer said, the Class 2 road program was developed as a mechanism to return some of the tax money to the public because we could not get statutory authority from the legislature to self-fund the homestead tax exemption, and we were looking for ways to return money to the people. We chose partly why I support the Class 2 road program is an awful lot of people in this county use roads to get to work and get their kids to school, and it benefits a large number of people. From this point on, now that this program has been developed, there is some valid criticism of the program in the manner in which roads are chosen. We need to develop criteria, probably based on the number of people that would benefit from a Class 2 road as a basis for granting any more grants to these road programs.
Commissioner candidate Joel Bousman. Our next commissioner candidate, John Archambault.
Well, I think the Class 2 County Road Program is a good idea in theory, but I brought up early on in my campaign that the County 2 roads are benefiting minimal numbers of people. Class 2 roads, I'm sorry, benefiting minimal numbers of people. And I think before the county goes head first off into the Class 2 roads program, they need to step it back, get solid criteria, and some of those funds that are being dedicated to Class 2 roads, which are still privately maintained roads, go towards improving some of the more heavily traveled roads to Class 1 roads. I just think that the focus is a little off with the Class 2 roads, but a really good idea in theory. Thanks.
Now, John Archambault, can you bring the microphone clear around to Courtney Skinner to keep up with our little plan here of staggering the order of the answers each go around? And Courtney went first last time. You get to go last this time. Courtney Skinner.
Well, thank you. I noticed that the Democrats went first and last in the last question, so I thought to answer that. My hat's off to the county commissioners on the Class 2 road system. It was long overdue, and it certainly was needed, and I hope that it has very much of a long life, even though it serves fewer people. The criteria and its judgment is, as we heard Mr. Smith say, health and safety, welfare, and the convenience of getting their children to school and to work. So as far as my vote in a commission, I want to expand and keep the Class 2 road moving forward. Thank you.
Candidate Courtney Skinner for County Commissioner. Now, Courtney, you can go ahead and turn that microphone off now because we're going to switch to the other table, and that means since Alan Ziegler went first, he's going to go last this time with the candidates for sheriff. Jim Winery gets to go first, and you may have to turn that microphone on, but before you get your question, let's switch over to Casey Dean of the Pineville Roundup.
All right, Philip County Sheriff, your first question is, what are your thoughts regarding the size of the force with the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office?
Going first, Jim Winery.
That's a topic that, since I was asked to run for sheriff, has been asked numerous times. I think it's something that needs to be, if I'm elected, I'm going to evaluate and review every position in the department to see if it meets the needs of the county and the citizens. With the budget crisis, you know, may pending, maybe, who knows, but the way the economy is, there may be a time where the department needs to be reduced to meet the needs of the public.
Candidate Jim Winery, Jr.
Ooh,
Our next candidate to answer that question, John Wells.
Just like Jim, I've been asked this question an awful lot since we started this, and the size of the forest to me is not too large. At any one time, our road deputies, we can only muster 5 men on the road at one time due to our shifts. We have to cover 24 hours. We work 4 10-hour shifts, and we overlap on Fridays. But at any one time, basically there's only 5 deputies on the road. If you figure we have to do the law enforcement for each city, so we have 1 deputy stationed in Vinedale, 1 in Big Piney Marbleton area. That leaves 2 deputies for the rest of the county and 1 supervisor. That is not a lot of people on the road. Our detective staff has been extremely busy, and our drug task force has also been very busy. So as far as size of the force, I think we're sitting very well right there. Thanks.
Candidate John Wells. Our next candidate for county sheriff, Mike Mason.
When I started out in this campaign, one of the things that I noticed, and it has been brought to my attention on several occasions, the question is, with these other gentlemen, about the size of the department. People think of years back, going back 20 years, when they only had 3 or 4 deputies for the entire county, and 2 police officers, a police chief and a police officer in Pinedale. We can't go back to that. There's no way in the world. The county has grown since that time. The other thing that the county has that has to be taken into consideration is the transient population that exists in the oil and the gas field out there. We have an awful lot of people that float through here. Having said that, I still think the department head needs to be particularly responsible and physically responsible for the amount of money that they're spending in the department. It's probably one of the largest budgets in the entire county. And I will do that for certain. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Mason for county sheriff. Our next respondent, independent candidate, Mike Edison.
Our sheriff's department has a ratio of officers that is the highest in the state of Wyoming. What I would like to do is, if elected sheriff, is to develop a ratio of officers more consistent with the statewide averages. Also, I would like to develop a sheriff's posse where we have citizen involvement, and perhaps that would make up some of the difference of us being such a large county and so spread out. Build a partnership that we could work hand in hand with the citizenry. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Edison. Our next respondent, Gene Bryson.
Well, this question has been put to me time and time again since I started this little campaign. And I feel like now that we're a little heavy on our top end. We've got patrol out there, and we're just probably a little heavy. And everybody says, well, we're concerned about our jobs. Nobody's going to lose their jobs. We have people coming and going all the time from the Sheriff's Department. We can cut down without hurting anybody. And I think right now we're just a little bit heavy. Thank you.
Candidate Gene Bryson. Now, if I can ask you to send the microphone clear to the other end, we'll conclude with candidate Alan Ziegler.
The national average for law enforcement officers per 1,000 people of population is 2.3. Sublette County has 4.1 officers per 1,000 people. And as Mike mentioned, we are the highest average in the state of Wyoming of law enforcement officers per population. We're a very rural county. And I've sometimes heard the excuse using that we have such great areas to cover. Well, those populations, those figures that are given by the National Crime Statistics include a lot of very large and rural areas. The county is in very good shape to be able to afford anything we want, thanks to commissioners who have set aside somewhere between $85 and $100 million in a cash carryover. But there is a great difference between wants and needs, and I think I know the difference between wants and needs. Thank you.
Sheriff candidate Alan Ziegler concluding this round of questions for county sheriff. We will now go on to House District 22, and Casey Dean will pose a question to these candidates.
All right. Your first question is, will you support legislation that raises penalties on employers whose workers die due to OSHA safety violations? Are there other tools you support for making Wyoming workplaces safer?
Candidate Bill Winnie. Oh, you went first last time, didn't you? Pass it over. My mistake. Candidate Jim Roscoe going first this time.
Thank you. Being an employer, safety record is ultimately important, and I think Wyoming certainly needs to work on this. We do have the highest death workplace death rate in the nation, and we need to do something about it. I would support increased penalties on employers. I think we need to do something about this. We can't just say that our employees need to wear safe seatbelts. I think we do have a good working workers' compensation system, and we worked at the in the legislature last time to improve the death benefit for workers. Thank you very much.
We were trying to determine if we need to take a break here in just a bit, but that was candidate Jim Roscoe answering the question when I was not paying the attention that I should have been paying. Let's switch over now to Bill Winnie as he answers the same question.
There's two issues involved here. The first is that of industrial hygiene. And I've had experience in the Navy on one of the ships I had was a large industrial facility, the submarine tender USS Holland, crew of 1,300. And I have industrial hygienists. These are guys you put in the medical world that study accidents and how to prevent them. I've done my share of investigations on accidents. A dropped periscope is over $1 million if you damage it significantly. And so you figure out why that happened, and then you go fix it. And industrial hygiene gives you the tools for employers to get smarter and make things so that the accidents don't happen. At the same time, there are a few employers out there that may thumb their nose at rules. And if you get down to the basis of what are you going to do with those guys, yeah, there's a legal issue. But the bigger issue, and I've stood up and made public comment in the last two legislatures when this issue came up and talked to industrial hygiene, is the state needs to bring into being some kind of industrial hygiene so we can learn how to get better.
Candidate Bill Winnie. Again, candidate Emmett Mabee, not in attendance. And with that, that concludes the first go-around with questions. Now, I have a question for everybody. Do we need about a five-minute break here before we go to the next round? Everybody okay? Everybody okay? I'm especially looking at any men over 65 years old. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right, not seeing any, we'll go ahead and go round two here on the questions. This time, our first respondent on the county commissioner side will be Andy Nelson.
All right.
Let me let Casey Dean ask the question.
Okay, your next question, starting with Andy, is would you vote to approve the zoning change request by QEP at the Pines End Ranch south of Pinedale? I'm sure you didn't see that one coming.
You might want to repeat that one. That was tricky.
Would you vote to approve the zoning change request by QEP at the Pines End Ranch, south of Pinedale?
All right, candidate Andy Nelson.
Yeah, I'm sure glad I got the first stab at this one. all right, here's your deal. If you get into office to micromanage certain outfits that are underneath you, you're in there for the wrong reason. The thing I would do is I would listen to the recommendations of planning and zoning. I would make an educated decision after they gave me their results. I have received a nice little packet from QEP, and it does look nice. But I would listen to planning and zoning, see what they suggested, and then with the other county commissioners, we would have the discussion, the debate, and we would go from there.
Candidate Andy Nelson. Our next responder, candidate Dave Smith.
This issue has been around for a little while now. We've talked about it. To answer the question, no, in its current form. Now, there's a lot more to it than that. It's not a simple yes or no question. I met with one of the gentlemen from Questar, and the question was posed to me over a cup of coffee. What would it take to get you on board? And I said it'd take two things. Public access on the water, so that you eliminate the argument of the public saying, we don't know what you're doing and we're afraid you're going to trash the place chemically or environmentally. And I'm having a little brain fade here. I don't remember what the second one was, but that was the biggest issue with me. But in its current form, no, it's spot zoning. It is textbook definition of spot zoning. 15 seconds, so it went fast. You know, it's a nice project. It's well designed. They paid a lot of money to the architects, and they're putting a lot of grease on the political axles around here. But read the master plan and read about zoning, and it's spot zoning if there ever has been.
Candidate Dave Smith. Our next respondent, candidate Tom Noble.
This is a sticky subject for me because, as you currently know, I work for Questar. And my feelings there are I am not a representative for Questar or a spokesperson for Questar, but I do agree with their building. It will bring multiple jobs to the community. It is a well-planned facility. It does need to be watched after by the zoning and drawn up right. No liquids facility storage, so there is a possibility of contamination, and that can all be handled appropriately by the zoning and the commissioners. I think we got to look at everybody wanting diversity in the community, and this will bring some more diversity and a lot of well-paying jobs, and I will vouch for that because they're a real good company to work for. Thank you.
Candidate Tom Noble, and I heard you switch that microphone off, so we'll ask Bill Kramer, our next respondent, to switch it back on.
I think he did switch it back on this time. This time. Here's my position on the QEP proposal. They're entitled to come in like any other landowner to ask planning and zoning for a recommendation. First step is to ask the zoning administrator for a recommendation when he sits down with the application like anybody else and compares that to the county master plan. I'm not going to prejudge this one way or the other. They're just entitled as anybody else to come in and ask for whatever they want. Now, whether they get that is another issue. The county commission has never heard this request. It went before planning and zoning, and Questar at the time, now QEP, withdrew the application based on public outcry against it. They're entitled to a hearing. If it comes to us, I will give it the hearing, and I will listen to the public, and I will make my decision based on those hearings. Thank you.
Candidate Bill Kramer. Our next respondent, candidate Joel Bousman. Got her turned on there?
I think it's still on.
Yes, on.
First, I would say a little bit about the process and how that process works. Questar, or QEP as it's known now, has every right to be treated as any other applicant would be treated in this kind of a situation. The process, they fill out an application for what they want to do. It goes before planning and zoning. That application is reviewed by both planning staff and the members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Their main focus and their job is to review every application to see if it meets the requirements and is within the parameters of the planning and zoning regulations in the county comprehensive plan. In this case, at this time, as Commissioner Kramer said, it has not come before the commission. All I can say at this point is I will not usurp the process by saying it has to do this or it has to do that. I will listen carefully to all the comments and all the questions that are asked and make my decision accordingly.
Candidate Joel Bousman. Our next candidate, candidate John Archambault.
Well, it's the responsibility of planning and zoning to make sure that that zoning
as has been said before, fix the county master plan, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to repeat it. I will say, though, that unless there's a proven infringement on somebody else's property rights, there really isn't too big of any reason to vote against a zoning change. I see it as an infringement on private property rights and direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was candidate John Archambault. Now we come around to the other end of the table, start over again with candidate Courtney Skinner.
Thank you, John. As the commissioner said, and as most of the people said, it has to go through the planning and zoning to bring it to its fruition before it goes before the commissioners. In that respect, saying, we've heard some of the speaking. We know that Questar has been a very responsible member of this community. We also know they have been responsible in their oil field and in their work out in the patch, in the gas patch. We also know that they're here to stay and that they're very responsible. Those that have looked at the design know that it is a very good design and such. I see in diversity a few other things that the Pine End Ranch could be worked for, and one of them might be Mr. Smith's college or a science school. Thank you.
Democratic candidate Courtney Skinner. And concluding this round of questions, Roman Piernick, you may know him as Rocky Piernick, one and the same person. His legal name is Roman Piernick. That is how he will appear on the ballot. Mr. Piernick.
We all knew my name was Rocky. Anyway, I'm all for any development in Sublette County as long as it's responsible. I think planning and zoning has the ability to stipulate very specific activity for Questar in the development of the property that they currently already own.
Candidate Roman Piernick. Now that should complete, if my logic is right, that round of questions for the county commissioners. That means we now go on to questions for sheriff, and will it start with John Wells this time?
Correct.
John Wells gets to go first this time. We'll let Casey Dean ask the question.
All right. How would you rate the current Sublette County Sheriff's Office? Where does it need the most work or reform?
Candidate John Wells.
Personally, I would rate it pretty high because I worked there. But we do need some reform, and I get a lot of complaints about our deputies being rude. We're working on changing that. Overall, we've got a very successful crime-stopping program going on right now. We've got a lot of patrol going on out there. Our investigations are working extremely hard. I'd give us an A.
Candidate John Wells. Our next respondent, candidate Mike Mason.
Thank you. During the course of this campaign, I've talked with folks from one end of this county to the other. I have heard horror story after horror story about the conduct of some of the deputies, not all, but some of the deputies in this department. And if even 10% of those stories are true, there are some serious problems as far as I'm concerned. I am not quite as generous as Mr. Wells is with the rating. When I was with the district attorney's office as a senior criminal investigator, I worked with agencies from California to South Texas to South Dakota and every place in between. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but this is a fact, this department has the worst public image of any department I've ever seen in any of those agencies. That is something that has to be taken care of and has to be cured. It's not something we could just simply turn a blind eye to. And it has to be an aggressive effort. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Mason. Our next candidate, Mike Edison.
So I agree with Mike.
Mike Mason, I feel like I would have to give it a low rating at this point. Public perception is very low. As your sheriff, I would like to change that. We would not be merely revenue collectors, but we would go after real crime and real criminals. And I'd also like, I mentioned earlier, a sheriff's, a good sheriff's posse, working in cooperation with the sheriff's department, I think would bring about bridges, build bridges of trust and cooperation. Thank you.
Candidate Mike Edison. Our next candidate, Gene Bryson.
Well, I've heard some of the same wild stories about deputies, and I'll have to rate the department a little better because I work there, and I haven't seen some of the stories that I'm hearing. And I know most of the deputies there, and I just don't see what these people are saying. We have some deputies who have an attitude problem, probably, but they're in kind of a sore spot right now. They're going through an election. Tempers are a little short. People are a little nervous. They're worried about their jobs. But I think that can all be corrected with a little time. Thank you.
Candidate Gene Bryson, who is now taking the microphone to the other end of the table where we pick up with candidate Alan Ziegler.
We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are some problems there. And in speaking with some of the deputies who and other office people who work at the sheriff's office, one of the problems that they mention to me most often, you know, are the corrosive cliques that are formed within the sheriff's office. And it's a moral destroyer. And I think that we have to work very hard towards getting rid of those cliques within the sheriff's office. One other thing that that I find really important for the deputies to do, because they have so much to do with the young people of the community, that it's important for the deputies to build a trust and a relationship with the young people so that those young people will consider them to be someone that they can trust and go to in a time of need, and that they don't consider them to be the enemy. And I think that this can all be done with proper training for the deputies that are currently there.
Candidate Alan Ziegler. And concluding, if I have this right, John, you already ran. Right? All right, making sure I got the sequence correct. Our final candidate for sheriff to answer that question, Jim Winery, Jr.
I think I would agree with most of the candidates here about the performance. I would have to rate it low based on what I've heard and by talking to people around the county, the intimidation, the people feeling, like I said earlier, us against them. I would try to instill some of the programs that used to be here years ago, the Citizens Academy, the Explorers Program in the schools, which would be a way, as Alan was just explaining, to foster a better relationship between the department and the high school age kids. The Citizens Academy would also bridge that gap with adults that want and have a desire to learn about law enforcement. And that would also be the same thing as Mr. Edison's sheriff's posse. They were used extensively here years ago after they attended the academy. They provided assistance at the rendezvous parade and other functions. That's what I would do if I was elected.
Candidate Jim Winery. And that concludes the sheriff's candidates answering this round of questions. We're now going to go on to House District number 22. Casey Dean will ask a question of the House District candidates.
All right. This question is kind of two parts. For Jim, you've had a good first term. What are your plans for a second term? For Bill, what are your plans for your first term?
All right, we start this time with Bill Winnie.
Well, my plans for the first term, first has to do with taxes. I talked earlier about the homestead exemption. I think it's very important. The commissioners think it important that the workers we bring into the county be able to bring their families. If they bring their families, they'll stay. And that's important to the county for a lot of reasons. And part of it has to do with things like the man camps and the things that man camps bring into the county. Then we look at other things. I've seen the legislature. I've been in the galleries observing the legislature for six sessions now. You watch a lot of
paint dry sometimes when you're up there, but you're also, you're there when things happen, and that's why you have to watch that paint dry. But I've seen the legislature take on things like the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act and 10th Amendment issues, and it's important that the legislature do things that are productive and not just for show. And there's times when the arbiters of things like the 10th Amendment are the federal judiciary. And so you have to do what you need to do so that those guys will listen to you. And I'll take that on.
Candidate Bill Winnie. Next, Candidate Jim Roscoe.
Thank you, Bob. I have a lot of things that I'd like to finish up on in the legislature. I'm right with Bill on the homestead county option, homestead exemption. That's been a tough one, but I think with 2 years experience that I can get that one. Redistricting is huge. Once again, I think Sublette County should have its own district, and I think it now has the population, and we'll know that after the census. I'm a fiscal conservative, and I think that the state does need to be watched, but I think that the legislature did a good job. The governor cut 10% right across the board when the price of natural gas was falling. And so when it came to budget time for us in the last session, we cut it even a bit more, and I think we were ahead of the curve. And so now Wyoming is in really good shape. I think we're one of the 3 states that's in the black. We have a $4.5 billion mineral trust fund that we added to this year. We have a the Wildlife Trust Fund, I think, has $78 million. And we also, the Legislative Reserve account has $712 million that we put aside. So we're looking at.
Candidate Jim Roscoe. And with that, that completes, again, this round of questioning. Anybody calling for break? Yes. Let us take about a 5-minute break. Would that be okay? Amy, if you're back at the radio station, that means you've got to go to work for 5 minutes. We will reconvene here in about 5 minutes. Thank you, everybody. And again, for those of you in the radio audience who are listening, if you want to come join us, we are live in the Lubbock Room at the County Library.
All right. Thank you, Bob. We're back here in the station. Good stuff going on. Remember, the primary election is right around the corner on August 17th. So get yourself down to the library and get some questions into these people. And we want to thank our sponsors. We have some great sponsors tonight. Pinedale Collision Center right here on Pine Street, 367-4296, Gordon and Darlene Kelson. Gordon has been in this business for over 30 years, and his work is guaranteed. And it's a family shop, and it's a one-stop shop. It doesn't get better than that. Wild Horse Realty, Barb Hodges and Terry Sellers. And let me tell you, they're locally owned and operated. Wild Horse Realty was established in 2004 and is the freshest real estate agency in Sublette County. Whatever your real estate needs, they are here to serve you. Knowledgeable and service-oriented, you'll find our agents professional, resourceful, motivated to assist you with all your real estate needs. And the best part is they are on the Teton Board of Realtors, the MLS, which means if you see any sign in front of any house, they can help you get that home. We also have Diamond G Electric. That's Steve Greenwell, the owner. He is a master electrician. He is there to help you with all your residential and commercial work in both Pinedale and Big Piney. You can give him a call at 276-3900. All right. You know what? We're going to listen to a song for a minute, and then we'll go back to Bob.